So
we're learning about
what people will call support or singing with the diaphragm. We're going to think of it as singing with breathier tones and singing with less breathy tones or more toneful. So we start out with the breathy one. That's, ah, let's hear you sing. Ah, it's a breathy tone, right? And we sing Amazing Grace with it. Just do the gentlest creaking in the world until you get to a note. So it's like this. It's right from the place where you stop the breath. You're doing a very gentle exhale and then stopping the breath from going into your hand. That gives you the placement, the point of phonation where your vocal cords sit. And you're going to sit the sound right on that. So it's ah, try that. Ah, let's sing all tone. All tone. Very good. Now, we're going to go toneful to breathy, like this. Very good. In the beginning. Ah. Jaw is dropped. Ah. And now I'm going to do the reverse. I'm going to go breathy into tone. Ah. Try not to get loud and push on the stronger one, on the toneful one. That's critical. You're learning how to get your vocal cords to close more firmly. And this is also a good one for navigating if you think there's a break in your registers or from going low to high. Ah. Let's do it and move our necks gently at the same time we do it. One more. And just to remind you that it's supposed to sound like this. Now, stronger or a larger portion of the vocal folds touching with a little bit more engagement. Tone, let's do O, strong or loud or fuller. O to a soft O without getting breathy. O. With what they call the break. Oh, 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 oh.
Getting a little softer because it's just closing your mouth?
No.
Because the other one is the breathy, is the diaphragm.
What's oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
I'm making my vocal cords go from a thicker portion, oh, to a thinner portion. Oh. Vocal cords move like that. Hey, high note, Lou. It's clear as a bell. It's operatic. It's Lou. Try it. Prop your jaw open and relax your shoulder with your hand. And then its tongue stays out. We go from eh to ga to eh. And tongue stays out. Here we go. Eh-la, 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 eh-la. Say ga. It's a really good thing if you can look in your, see the back of your tongue with your iPhone mirror like, or you can look into a regular mirror and shine the iPhone light and can see the back of your tongue just wants to pull up.
With the ga.
With the ga, yeah. Correct. So now, let's do three thirds. So use a mirror. And two in a row. Tongue trills now. Tongue is out of the mouth. Can't do it, keep going, you need it more. If you want extra credit, you can do the strong to soft with this. I get soft as I go higher. Listen once. Well, good luck. That's extra credit. Ha ha ha, and those don't hold the last note. This is just to kind of direct the sound down into your body. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. ha, dark. Ha, 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 deep. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. This is a jaw release. So we'll start with one hand, fingertips up by the temporal mandibular joint. And we're going to be like jujitsu fingers. We're just going to pull down. And hold it down with that one hand, then drop that shoulder. Ah. Your jaw should be wide open at this point. Ah, 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 we're down low. Ah, 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 ah. So the weight of your palm is holding it open and the jaw doesn't have to work at all. Ah, 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 ah. You can even take any song. We were talking about working them with just the vowels without the consonants. We could do, let's do Amazing Grace. So it would be a, e, a, ow, e, a, ow. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. So I got my hand on my, pulling my jaw down. You can do it on any song, no vowels, it was just all vowels, no consonants. It really opens up the voice. I can really hear it in mine. And then if you want to work the jaw, you know, you can, without stretching it open, using your hand, you can do it with fish face too. The thumb and the finger, right in there. Let's do E. Two in a row. Yeah. This is for strength, ah, e, ah. Be sure to be strong on top. Ah, e, ah. Two in a row, we'll start really low. Let's go. Make some noise. Throw it out there. That's all going to be strong. When I say throw the arm, I really mean snap it, not waving, but snapping, because if you can get abandon in your wrist and arm, you'll get abandon in the muscles of your throat. Hold them back, okay? Creaking into two scales. So you're creaking little nothing. No. What's the littlest amount you need to make a sound? It's very relaxed creaking. It's not straining. Letting go. And we let go into two scales. Creaking in and staying light. This will really change the sound of your voice. So do them. Let's come down. It's a big yawn afterwards. So listen. See, I'm really yawning. Deep into my body, the sound is going. Ah. creaking your way in. Wide space in the body. Wide throat. Say more like the French. You know?
Okay.
Creaking in. Okay, so to feel how the amount of air pressure, the subglottal air pressure that's in you, support, let's do va. So it goes from V, a voice fricative, which is has air in it, va. Think of the lower abdomen moving out. Va. Opening the throat. Va. Va. Linger on the V a little bit. Va. Lift the palate a little bit, the soft palate if you want on the va. So I'll say it's okay just to work with your soft palate a little bit, but only if you're also thinking, really extending the bottom and va. So breathy to tone, take your time, and if you can keep it quiet, that's great. Breathy to tone. Keep the jaw dropped. Oh. like this. To breath here. Soft and breath and toneful, not breathy, but soft. Make a very happy choir master, because you got everybody on the same page. All the voices were blending very beautifully, and it was one of those outside-in directions. Sing it this way, add this to it, make it this way from the ego thought onto it, rather than the intention outward, making it a lullaby. Sing it. Think sacred moment of your life or whatever would bring it that quality from the inside. Well, let's do that. Let's do breathy. And this time it's I hate to say this, but the word that came to my mind was hopeless. Hopeless. You miss somebody, maybe they passed away, or maybe it's something you've been dealing with. It's a good emotion to practice, and because then you can own it and move it around and get away from it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Soft and toneful, communicate grateful. This is a great big thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for everything. Wow, 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 wow. My blessed thank you. Make sure the person you're singing to or the God you're singing to gets the message.
Amazing grace, how sweet. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
It really wants to drive the volume a little, doesn't
it?
You really want to, yes, it's a trick to doing that.
Plus, gratitude is hopeless. You know?
Breathe in and get fat. Then sing, engaging the diaphragm outward. Ah. Right. Down and out. Again. Breathe in, expand. Correct. One last one. Yes, question? So for humming, we're remembering water or egg in the mouth so the jaws drop. We're keeping them very soft, light, and connected. You can start on any note and swoop around wherever you'd like. And you're going to think of the bakery. It's something beautiful, smells wonderful. So you're also working on a concentration piece. And you can vibrate every bone in your body when you're doing this. Grab any notes in the car, any note, connected, move them around, and you can think of getting deeper, more space inside your body when you're humming as you go up.